A Liverpool resident wants the region of Queens to do a more comprehensive study of safety at a busy downtown intersection. Paul DeVoe says a recent look at traffic at Main and Market streets was insufficient.
The issues at the intersection of Main and Market are not just the traffic volume. The issue in this is the current configuration of this intersection safe. A proper risk assessment survey conducted at this intersection would be done under the worst case scenario or optimum or peak usage when both vehicle and pedestrian traffic are at their highest. It would look at not just volume, but the behavior of the traffic, such as the percentage of vehicles not coming to a complete stop or a rolling stop. It would also look at pedestrians and if they're stopping or looking before crossing.
The three-way stop at Main and Market streets is one of the most heavily traveled in Liverpool, and it's seen its share of collisions and near misses. It's viewed by many as one of the most dangerous areas for pedestrians in downtown Liverpool. Councillors voted this past February to do a traffic study after a crosswalk collision in January 2024 sent a 79-year-old woman to hospital. An earlier study was done in 2015, and no significant changes were made at that time. Consultants CBCL presented their findings to councillors on July 8th. They concluded that the intersection could handle current traffic volumes without extra measures like traffic lights. DeVoe, who ran as a candidate for regional council in the 2024 municipal elections, said he looked at similar studies done in 50 other Canadian municipalities. They were all conducted in either early spring or late fall. In the public comment section of Tuesday's council meeting, he asked why this study was done in February.
Why do an assessment on traffic in one of the slowest months of the year? It only looked at the traffic volume with the assumption that the people that using that intersection would behave in a manner that is predictable and by the letter of the law. This council already knows that they do not. So my question to the council is this. Will the council conduct a comprehensive risk assessment on that intersection or stick with the bare minimum and use the current half-measure results to make a decision?
Mayor Scott Christian said after the meeting that in response to DeVoe's concerns, he's going to ask for an update on the intersection at Main and Market streets.
So I'll be looking for some further information from staff on that one.
DeVoe told councillors he hopes they take a more robust look at safety in the area.
So when an accident happens again at this intersection, not if, but when, is this the justification that you want to stand for not making a change? Is this what you want to tell the next person whose life could be forever altered or their family that you did what you could do with the information provided? What if the next person was your family member?
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.